Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
Now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Maltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
You come from a land down under.
I absolutely love this song.
This should be the theme to Saudi Arabia. Because it's men at work, and only the men are allowed.
Yeah.
So this should be something from Men at Work should have been the theme to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. But God, I love it so much.
No girls allowed.
No girls allowed.
It's the He-Man Woman Haters Club. It's
He-Man's Woman Hating Wrestling Show.
The Little Rascals present WWE Crown Jewel. What do you think of the best ending to Raw this year? Because that's what it was.
Or at least the best go-home show
so,
of the year.
It was the best.
Kevin Nash talked about...
Vanilla midgets.
Yeah. No, but Kevin
Don't
Nash...
Don't be short.
Kevin Nash talked about how nobody is excited to see the new guys. And that's why The Undertaker and Triple H is happening.
Yep.
And he even called it out. And he goes, if The Undertaker gives you the rub at WrestleMania... And it still doesn't work. It ain't working. And that just proves it. There are two things that happened this week, and we're going to talk about both of them.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about both of them that happened this week that prove that this crop of guys, whether it's WWE's fault, their fault, the Moon's fault, Werewolf's fault, the fans' fault, Mark's fault.
I'll tell you the Moon didn't help.
Yeah, the Moon definitely didn't help. It's a low tide. Who knows? But there is something wrong because... Uh-huh. Shawn Michaels bald, Triple H bald,
yeah.
Over the hill Undertaker, over the hill Mayor Kane,
put
on the most entertaining part of that show. Well, second most entertaining part of that show.
Other than the booze.
But that's because those two men knew how to get that reaction.
Exactly.
But that's neither here
that's
nor there.
That's why the Drifter is Colin's favorite wrestler and only rapidly rising the charts of all timers.
Right. And so... That, and then you watch the Long Beach show from New Japan on Sunday night, and there's something wrong. There is something that WWE is not doing because it's not the new guys, right? Because new guys over in New Japan, connecting.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that used to be here, still connecting.
Mm-hmm.
Even some of the new guys are connecting, right?
Yeah.
There's just something fundamentally wrong with the way you've built your show.
Right. Right. And it speaks to, it's not everything. This isn't, I promise this isn't gloating as much as it sounds, but that's why when people are like, oh, thank God, Brock Lesnar's not the champion anymore. All our problems are solved. It's like, no guys, you're in for a very, very long haul because WWE doesn't have any stars. And what do I mean by that? And this isn't even what we're going to be talking about, but let's get it over with now that we're talking about it, right?
Yeah.
When I say stars, right, you say, what are you talking about, idiot? I love Seth Rollins. And even if you're not into Roman Reigns, he's selling T-shirts. And it's like...
Yeah, no, that guy's not... They're not stars.
It's like, that's not what I said.
No.
I said stars.
Yeah.
Now...
Stone Cold Steve Austin, they built an entire show on MTV out of claymation around him.
Well, Celebrity Deathmatch was a show that he infused into, right?
So right.
He and Vince McMahon had a fight on Celebrity Deathmatch. Hulk Hogan was in movies. Bad movies, but movies. But movies you saw because they were in real movie theaters. I'm not talking about 40 Bullets. I'm talking about the actual movies people went to see. Even Gremlins 2. He had a prominent cameo in that thing that people still remember, right? People knew who Hulk Hogan was. That
the
guy...
Match?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan could have done anything, and I'm not telling...
Yeah, Santa Claus with muscles.
Right, and I'm not telling you that the average person on the street could have told you anything about him, but they would have known who he
Macho
was.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yes, because of Slim Jims, I think. Not just because of pro wrestling.
Right,
right.
Right. Well, that goes back to the star thing, right? Because wrestling fans know who he is.
Yep.
And then he infuses himself into the mainstream.
Because he's a big enough star that the Slim Jim thing happens on its own. Yeah.
Right.
How come the biggest WWE endorsement I see on TV is Cricket Wireless?
Right.
You know what
Which
I mean?
Which they're paying to be on the show.
Right. How come there's no one... How come... Where did you go, Slim Jim level stars for this company? Because, quite frankly, if you're Slim Jim and I go to Seth Rollins, I'm going to go, hey, with all the respect in the world, no one knows who the hell you are.
Right.
Because that's what I mean by star power. So star power, and we're going to talk about this on the Patreon show, are wrestlers having, you know, just the best years ever.
Yeah.
And here's the spoiler. Here's one of my people on my list who had one of the best wrestling years, or one of the biggest years ever. And it's The Rock in the year 2000. The Rock in the year 2000 had to become the WWF's top babyface because Steve Austin missed almost the whole year.
Yep.
And so they decided that they were going to move Triple H to the top heel role, and Rock was going to be the top baby. And in the reason I bring that up is because in the year 2000, as a wrestler only,
right,
pre-Mummy,
yeah,
right, he hosted Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Because he was a big enough star to host Saturday Night Live, and nobody online or nobody went like, who the hell are you?
Right. Because everybody knew who The Rock was.
That's The Rock. And again, this is pre-Mummy, pre-Scorpion stuff, pre-Tooth Fairy. This wrestler
showed up and did it.
Hosted Saturday Night Live. John Cena, I don't think he has hosted Saturday Night Live. I don't think so.
I don't think
but
so
he
either.
Could have. I believe.
I think he will.
Because the reason that I bring up John Cena is that is the last guy they really had the machine running all the way in the star power department.
So right.
The star machine.
John Cena hosted December 10th, 2016.
There you go. As a wrestler.
Yeah.
Right? Not the guy for who is funny in Trainwreck. It's because he's John Cena.
Right.
And that's the last guy. And I'm including people like Randy Orton, who is an unbelievable wrestling name, and they've done a great job of making him feel like an all-time wrestler, but he is not a star. Right? AJ Styles is in the wrestling world a very big deal and awesome, and everybody loves him. But he is not a star.
Yeah,
because if you walk down the street and go, who's AJ Styles? They're going to go, that rapper? You know what I mean? Because that's what it is. And so the problem with this show is
because the answer, sadly, is someone like Xavier Woods because of his cross-promotional video game appeal.
Right, and even then you're going to have to find a small sliver of that pie that knows the hardcore gaming YouTube world and pro wrestling. You know what I mean? It's like... It's not the same as, like, literally, if you go walk down the street and go, hey, you ever heard of The Undertaker? People are at least going to have a clue.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that is the star power. Because the difference is, right, so now WWE used to do the best job of making these stars. Stone Cold Steve Austin was a cross-platform megastar. John Cena, Hulk Hogan, these were big, big deals, right?
He
was very good at making them, you know, public big, big deals, right?
Yeah.
And whether it be the fact that he doesn't have a tremendous amount of competition, at least televised competition, or whether it be that he just started prioritizing other things like gigantic events and reality shows and cartoons and a network with original programming, the star machine has slowed to a grinding halt. And so now you judge these guys strictly in the pro wrestling world, and Kenny Omega is just... quite frankly, much more interesting than Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And quite frankly...
A bunch of guys that speak Japanese and I have no idea what they're saying are more interesting than Dean Ambrose.
And God bless him, you know what I mean? But AJ Styles isn't interesting. Samoa Joe is interesting because he forces you to make him interesting. Yeah. But AJ Styles is very good. His matches are very good.
Yes.
Right? But he's not interesting to me anyway. Meanwhile, what Cody Rhodes is doing is interesting to people. Yeah. And so... The reason that The Undertaker, when the prince goes, what do I want for Saudi Arabia? Old guys, right? Because...
That's who comes to mind.
And it's because that's... If you... Right now, the average fan, which I'm going to include the prince of Saudi Arabia in...
Right.
So what a boat you get to be in together, people, right? If we all got the opportunity to say, you get to, obviously, we're not going to bring back the dead, But with the living players available, what would show? What WWF super show would you build for yourself? Because this is just the Prince of Saudi Arabia's giant 12th birthday party.
It really is.
You know what I mean? And so it's just like, what do you want, big guy? And of course, the average fan, not just the Prince of Saudi Arabia, the average fan would say, so I can get whoever I want. I want The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels and The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin and Triple H and Kane. And, you know, then you go, then you would begin to name, you know, Chris Jericho's and people that are on the current roster. Then you start getting to, you know, Seth Rollins and AJ Styles, to me anyway. What does that tell you? The WWF went from a company that did a wonderful job of weaving the past and the future to a company that has just abandoned it altogether and just relies just on a big clump. They got this old blanket. It used to be this tapestry that worked together where it's like, look, we're going to have Hogan put over Rock, who's going to put over next guy. You know, we're going to have Brett to Shawn to Austin to Rock to Triple H.
Right. They've fundamentally lost. They've gotten too big for themselves is really what it is. Really,
I don't
what
their priorities are anymore.
Right. Well, because Vince wants it all, right? And he doesn't have a great attack strategy for any of it. And that's where the problem is how, you know, I said it a couple weeks ago, might have been last week, on this show, but you look at WWE and they're trying to be everything to everybody, right?
Yep.
Because they're not they're trying to not offend an Indian market that has a set of values. Then they're not trying to offend a Saudi Arabian market that has a set of values. They're not trying to offend a American set of values, Canadian, Australian, Chinese, Japanese. And it's just not working because when they were at their most interesting, all of their characters had depth. And nobody has any character depth.
Yeah, I've said that before. Joey Ryan is not particularly good at anything.
No.
He's just a character in a world starved for them. He's Val Venus.
Yeah.
My dick does stuff. You know what I mean? And Val Venus was a B player because it was just a guy in the deck. And now a guy like Joey Ryan is like, oh, Joey Ryan stands out tremendously because all the guys in WWE are just guys with fake, real-sounding names. You know what I mean? Like,
well, the other thing that, like, Vince Russo came from the mentality, and I do believe that he was right when it comes to this, that everybody should have a storyline, right?
Yeah, sure.
And there should be different times at which we have the different payoffs. So right now we tell the story with the guys that are going to be on the card, and we're going to pay it off at the event that's at the end of this month.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. And then it's going to reset, and we're going to tell it with these guys at this month. Rinse, wash, repeat. And so back in the day or something, you have a 3-hour show, and you're telling me that you can't start telling a story with other guys to get to Crown Jewel, you know? And it's just like, you are going week to week.
And the problem is you can tell, it's interesting to me, you can tell the cruise control by these new big events. I think that what happened was you stopped seeing the forest for the trees. Because we got used to every pay-per-view, basically other than WrestleMania, every pay-per-view being billed the same way. Half-heartedly, you know what I mean?
Right.
Templated. This is how you build a pay-per-view. We don't really have to put in a ton of effort because we already know the subscription rates and the odds of WWE payback moving the needle are slim, so we're going to focus all our brain power on the big ones that might move the needle.
Right.
Subscriptions, right?
To get new subscriptions.
Right, because there's that cruise control. And you can see, now you can start to see, like I said, the forest for the trees. When you start to see things like Saudi Arabia, because then they go, well, this Saudi Arabia thing is no guarantee, you know what I mean? Because it's going to cost us a lot of money, even though we're going to make a lot of money.
Right.
We are trying to get some subscriptions out of this. We are trying to get some buzz out of this. We are trying to get some eyes on this show, right? Because it's going to be so many people in a foreign country. We're actually bringing pyro. We're actually bringing a set.
Yeah.
We want you to care about this. And so look at the level of effort they've put in to it. Whether it be the players, which we've said real wrestling stars, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Kane, and The Undertaker, which is all well and good, but that's almost out of their control because that was the Prince going, bring me the 1990s, right?
Yeah, right.
But the point being is that the show feels like a big deal. The show feels like something to get excited for.
Yeah.
They haven't talked about Evolution in 2 weeks, you know what I mean? Because they don't want you to care yet.
Yeah.
And the point being that this is proof of the cruise control. that Saudi Arabia, I can tell this is important to you, right? Yeah. The Super Showdown, which we are going to talk about and give our predictions for, you can tell.
You care about.
That's a big deal to you. And I can tell because of not only who you have involved, but in what they're doing. They're the only people that, I mean, for the life of me, they're the only people that don't live backstage. Where every rivalry now is some 30-second, read the script, look at the camera, backstage right. segment. We don't trust any of yous.
So to we get out there.
So we tape them so you can take 5 to 10 takes because we think you all suck at this, mm-hmm. even though we hired every one of you. I don't get it. But we think you suck at this enough that we're not going to send you out there to do it live, right? Unless you're Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
So we do these stupid pre-taped vignette things.
Yeah, which right? are awful. And they look like selfies, and it's stupid.
Right. Or even the ones that was like Victor and Connor did one where it's just like, you know, oh, yeah. the ascension rising. It's like, did you, in theory, go find a camera guy? And he's like, wait, let me set some spooky mood lighting.
Yeah.
It's lame. Look at what they're doing, though, for Super Showdown, which is the four guys in the ring acting out the story and the promos and the thing. Because why? Because they trust those guys. They seem to not trust their own roster to be able to go out there and just sort of make this happen, which I would counter with, then why did you hire them? You know what I mean? This isn't some sort of weird thing where, like, Vince took over this company 18 months ago. He's like, right. What, do I just fire everybody? It's like, you signed all of these. Everything. Everything we're looking at is from you. You insisted on that. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But that's, and we're live for a reason. And Steven says, sorry, the average guy on my street would know who Seth Rollins is way more likely than Kenny Omega. My counter would be, no. If they know who Seth Rollins is, they've heard of Kenny Omega. They've probably either heard of both or heard of neither.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
If you've heard of Seth Rollins, you have heard, like, to the point where it would ring the bell that you don't think it's Henry Rollins from Black Flag or something, right?
Is that the band?
Yeah, he's from Black Flag.
Black Flag.
Right. Okay. And so, like, if I say, do you know who Seth Rollins is and you don't think of Henry Rollins, right?
Yeah, right.
That means you watch wrestling. That means you've heard of Kenny Omega. I'm telling you, in the year 2000, you did not have to watch a single second of Monday Night Raw to have heard of The Rock,
yeah.
Steve Austin, or Hulk Hogan. That's the difference. So I fundamentally disagree. Look, I understand that the average guy on your street might be able to tell you much more about Seth Rollins. But to me, it's all or nothing. They've either heard of Seth Rollins and Kenny Omega, or neither.
Yeah, because they either don't watch wrestling, right. or they watch wrestling.
Unless you're just asking a bunch of 8-year-olds. And then I would like to increase the margin of error here.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? But that's the reality, and that's star power. Like, if I were to ask you, I have an answer, but what's yours? Open-ended question, Bill and Liam. To your top three biggest stars in the company right now.
In WWE?
Yep.
It has to be, just in terms of people that know who they are, it has to be Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, and then probably Dolph Ziggler.
Okay, who do you got?
Are we counting Brock Lesnar?
Yes.
Definitely him, for sure.
Okay. See, I didn't count Brock Lesnar.
The top three stars in this company right now are John Cena, Brock Lesnar, and Triple H.
Well, because that is the right answer.
And they all, that is the answer, though. It's John Cena, Brock Lesnar, and Triple H. They all debuted from a range of 15 to 25 years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
That's your problem. That's your actual issue here, is that Brock Lesnar, although he feels newish because he took 8 years off, Brock Lesnar debuted in 2001.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? John Cena debuted in 2002, 2003?
2002.
Right? Yep. 2002. And Triple H debuted in the 80s.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Right. And so it's like...
Has a Connecticut blue blood.
Right. And so it's like, that's your problem, is that where did you go, star machine? I would even counter with, I know you hate his guts, right? But I'm telling you, in 1997... people knew who Bret the Hitman Hart was.
No, that's accurate.
He had a cameo on The Simpsons.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, as Bret the Hitman Hart, right? People knew who that guy was, even if they didn't watch wrestling, right? And
right.
I just, that's the problem with WWE, is for all their desire for hashtag and trending and buzz and hold this camera rig like a selfie stick because we're assholes, right?
Yeah, right.
All that stuff, they have stopped creating mainstream appeal people.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. And to put over the segment itself, I loved it because it made me I think it was at WWE Creative, which is a parody account and super funny. But they tweeted out, "All right, big thanks once again to Triple H, Kane, The Undertaker, and Shawn Michaels. That'll do it for Warzone. Stay tuned for La Femme Nikita."
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it felt like 1999. Right. Also, remember La Femme Nikita?
Yeah.
What a he pulled that as all credits of him. That was great. That made me pop so
that
hard.
That was good. That was good.
It's like. That's what it just felt like, the end of a wrestling show. You know what I mean? When was the last time it didn't feel super forced or like a contract signing, which is my new least favorite thing in wrestling because they do it all the time now.
Well, because they don't have like
Lights Out Magic. Where's Lights Out Magic? Like, this is the point. So like, and again, we are going to talk about Australia, but as I spin in circles and circles and circles, I got the impression that they kind of tapered back Bray Wyatt because they thought the audience had moved on from Lights Out Magic stuff.
Yeah.
And so in 2013-14, you're allowed to be a little spooky, but this is about as far as we're going to go.
Right.
We're going to give the magic stuff to Mark, and even then we're phasing it out. Yet in 2018, damn near, we're closer to 2019, to close a show with a group of people with a combined age of 206.
Yeah, right.
Right? The Undertaker can still Lights Out Magic Purple anywhere he wants. Kane can teleport now.
Yeah.
Can even come out, come from hell.
That's right.
Kane can teleport now.
That's true.
Right? And so...
Well, he had to get from Knox County somehow.
Right. And so you had this, in theory, I think, this philosophy that we got to move away from the corny stuff, but we'll still have The Undertaker do it, even though The Undertaker looks like an old witch, you know what I mean, at this point of the game. And Bray Wyatt has been neutered to the point where now he doesn't, the most spooky.
He's not spooky.
The only thing he's ever done is be like, "Look, Randy Orton, worms, worms!
Look at my projector!"
Right, and Randy Orton's like, I literally can't even see them because I'm looking up at the mat, but the Titantron, whoa, Titantron! Am I in worms? And that's as far as we went with him.
Yeah.
So he's not.
That was stupid.
Yes, it was. Randy Orton couldn't even see them.
Yeah. Couldn't see them. Yeah. And we were in the building.
Yes, it was
stupid.
And Andy lost. And Wyatt lost.
Yeah.
So the worms didn't even help.
It was stupid and spooky.
It didn't even help.
It was stupid.
But Bray Wyatt's not a star now.
No.
Right? And so because Bray Wyatt's not a star, there's you pop crazy hard at The Undertaker showing up, not just because you like The Undertaker, which is part of it, but because it's
a big part of it.
But because it's something.
Right.
It's not even about the thing you like. It's just what you compared that ending to on Raw of The Undertaker showing up and being all purple and fun.
Yeah.
Is comparing it to the average Raw where nothing happens at all.
No.
That's why Monday felt so great,
because
it just felt like a Raw again.
We have a main event, and the main event will have a show that will have the match that we're going to watch at the pay-per-view, and then it's going to end in a schmoz. And then that's going to be it.
And Jedi says that Roman was on College Game Day. Charlotte has done a couple things. Seth was in Sharknado. But the thing is, it's like, look, I'm not telling you that WWE has no one they can send anywhere.
No, but the difference is that those are just the standards that they plug in, right?
Exactly.
Because they have this is what they've been doing for forever.
Yep.
They don't have anybody to send to SNL. Because they don't have anybody to send to SNL.
Exactly. Like, without exaggeration, other than John Cena, who's done it, Brock Lesnar, who never would, and Triple H, who would kind of feel weird at this point, who would you go from this roster to host?
At the same time, Triple H has been on the Tonight Show where
he
sings Frozen.
And he would do great.
Well, you saw that clip.
Yes. And if Triple H hosted Saturday Night Live, he would do great. It would feel a little bit like, wow, we didn't do this 20 years ago, but he would do well.
Right.
What I'm saying is literally... Who would NBC call up and say,
"We want that guy.
We want to host Saturday Night Live"? You're lying if you say it's Roman Reigns, because I just think we have to at least get on the same page that wouldn't be up his alley. I don't think, right? It would be. Remember when Tom Brady hosted Saturday Night Live?
Oh, it was terrible.
And Tom Brady did about as bad as you can do.
Right. Because
this just isn't what Tom Brady's good at.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no.
And I don't think being funny is something I would rely on Roman Reigns for.
No.
But at the same time, I also wouldn't think that anyone would know who AJ Styles is. I don't think anybody would know who Finn Balor is. People might think Finn Balor's Tom Cruise if we could want to trick people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because they're both little and made of muscle. But like, who would I send? Dean Ambrose? No one knows who Dean Ambrose is.
There isn't anybody.
There is John Cena
is the guy.
Right.
John Cena is the guy.
And John Cena was a big enough name to do that. I know he did in 2016.
Right,
but
he still is.
But bear with me that he could have in 2008.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. He was the same level of stardom.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so John Cena's now, so for the last 10 years, and I'm being generous, for the last 10 years, they have not created an actual capital S star.
Yeah.
And they used to be the best at that. And so, like I said before, as much fun as we had watching a combined group of four men, one of them went bald on us unacceptably. I'd like to think Triple H shaved his head.
Triple H did shave his head.
Shawn Michaels, if you remember.
He famously shaved his head because Brock Lesnar broke HBK's arm.
Right. I also think he felt really stupid being in a suit and a ponytail the whole time.
I think he just felt dumb
with, like, I'm wearing the suit a lot.
I have to go. I actually now have to go to this meeting with NBC.
Exactly.
And I can't have the ponytail.
And I have a ponytail, or I let my hair down and I look like a meatloaf. Right. Exactly. Yes. Yes, he does. It's like, he looks like if the Cowardly Lion wished to become a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then he turned into Hunter Hearst Helmsley. It's very flowy, very Victorian-y.
Yeah.
And
look, was his long hair beautiful?
Yes. Yes, it was.
It's funny. It's weird to me, though, because it must be a length thing. That's what she said. It must be a length thing.
It usually is.
Because do you remember early DX? He had super long hair that did not poof on him like that. You know what I mean? It was just... It must be that if it's like shoulder length, it's just...
And you tease it a bit.
He turned full heel and his hair got all sassy too. And
you gotta tease it a little bit.
I'm gonna volumize too. But that's the thing is, again, I'm not putting down the segment. The segment was actually a great deal of fun. But it almost was like, if you haven't been on a date in a year, I bet you any date would be kind of fun, right? Because you're just doing the damn thing.
Right.
And that's what it felt like, where it's like, for the first time in years, it's like, oh, yeah, it's the end of a Raw before a big show. That's what it looks like and sounds like and feels like and does like.
I know.
And the other thing, too, is the crowd is willing to play along, too. You got to give them something to work with.
Well, that's
it. They want to like this shit.
That's the insane part that I don't think WWE... Like, WWE at some point was like, you're not going to like this. And they're like, why are you telling us what we don't like anymore? Like, at some point, you decided that all these people have to have weird names.
Yeah, that's the thing that confuses me the most. It's like, okay, so we're just going to give everybody fake, real-sounding names.
Right.
But you don't get to be Tyler Black, which is also a fake name.
Yeah.
Or Colby Lopez, which sounds like a fake name.
Right.
You're Seth Rollins. No one's the anything anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody's just
because a the comes with character.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly. You're just like... You're Baron Corbin, the lone wolf. Go. And it's like, okay,
but
God forbid he had just been like the lone wolf. You know what I mean? And we had to like work with something
right
here.
There's a man who's coming whose name was Punishment Martinez.
Yes. Now he's going to be Punisher Gonzalez again, like he rightfully should be. He already changed his Twitter and lost his verification. So he's coming because he used to be ROH Gonzalez. ROH Punishment. And now it's Real Punishment.
Oh, that sounds even dirtier.
He lost his blue check mark, so that's got
to
be...
I also find that to be so funny and stupid.
What?
It's like, I changed my name, and I'm not verified anymore.
Yeah, well, he probably wanted to debut, and if he is a front row at a takeover guy, we can't have ROH.
No, I know. It's the check mark getting taken away, because it feel like when you're at that level, like you got to call somebody and be like, hey, I was already verified, can we...
It's usually the company.
It'll come back. It's Twitter that does it.
Yeah, usually the company.
It's just so you can't change from like Liam NAI to like Pizza Hut.
Right. Yeah. That's what it is. I'm the blue checkmark Pizza Hut now too. You don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
I want a blue checkmark.
Yeah.
And Jedi's right. Roman and Charlotte are the closest things, and obviously Ronda Rousey, who is
right.
At no point can they take
Rousey
credit for
might be on that level.
Oh, she is.
SNL level.
Yes. Yeah. They can't take credit for her.
No, of course not.
No, they can't.
But if you're counting people in the company, you got to count her.
Absolutely correct. She's actually probably the number one sellable, marketable, cross-platform star.
Right.
Yes.
They can't take credit for 1% of that.
No, not
1%.
No.
They can't take credit
for
that.
Oh, you know who else is probably on that list is Kurt Angle.
Maybe. He'd be terrible at it.
Well, no.
To me,
no,
the guy...
In terms of star power.
Like, I don't think NBC would call and ask for anybody. I think if WWE called them, they'd send The Miz.
Yes.
And even then, it's just like, is Mike from the real world really famous anymore?
Yeah.
I guess, right?
See, the thing is he's a big deal in the world of wrestling, and I think everybody go, oh, yeah.
I think it would take... So sometimes Saturday, and I keep using Saturday Night Live as the example, but just bear with me. It's a popular show that involves variety and entertainment. There have been actors that have hosted Saturday Night Live that I have been unfamiliar with.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. And so they go out there, and part of their monologue usually is, this is what you might know me from. And even then, I'm going to try to like have you get to know me here in these next 2.5 minutes.
Because I'm in something that hasn't come out yet.
Yep.
And that's why you care.
And I'm in the whole show. So you probably need to know a little bit of who I am to care about my performances, even a little bit, right? Whatever. So The Miz could go out there and be like, yeah, it is. It's me, the guy from the Road Rules challenges. And now I'm a wrestler. And if he does it the right way, he could get by. But again, now we're talking about ifs and whats and factors and blah. And in the year 2000, they just sent The Rock.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it was easy. And and Ronda Rousey is right. But Charlotte is on that list. But here's the awful, terrible, sexist, bitter, how can you say this, real factor that is the real reason, everybody? Because she's Ric Flair's daughter.
Yeah.
It's not because she's one of the best women's wrestlers alive right now. Guess what? No one cares. No one outside of wrestling cares. There's an unfortunate large group of people inside wrestling that don't actually care. Yeah. And there's everybody outside of wrestling does not care who the best women's wrestler in the world is.
No.
0%.
Yeah.
Right? But Ric Flair's daughter?
Sounds fun.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
You know what I mean? Like, that's interesting. And so Charlotte absolutely belongs in the list. But I'm telling you that she's going to get there based on her dad being an icon.
Yeah.
And her dad is a quintessential example of somebody that's a everybody knows who Ric Flair is.
Everybody.
Everybody's in hip hop videos now. There's the Bruins score when they do. When the Bruins score.
They haven't.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, right. But woo, right? Yeah. And it's really Ric Flair. And it's like everybody knows who this asshole is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nobody knows who AJ Styles really actually is. And it sucks, right? But it's just, it's the way that it is. But when it comes to The Undertaker and Kane and Shawn Michaels and Triple H, why don't we go ahead and pivot into this so we actually do get to it. Did it make you excited for Super Showdown?
Yeah.
Are you excited for Super Showdown?
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, programming note, we will be up at 5 a.m. our time.
Yeah, we will.
Watching this stupid pay-per-view live with you. So if you're going to...
I am excited for this event.
Me too. It's stupid because it's at 5 a.m. Nothing else about it's stupid. I'm actually really looking forward to it. And there might be fireworks. But we'll be up watching it live.
And this might be the only time that for insurance purposes...
There's no roof.
There's going to be no roof.
One of them's still here too, right? Isn't Dingo actually doing things? Are anybody from 205 Live on the show?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. He's Dingo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be clapping around here.
Coming out in a gigantic kangaroo. We have to have the roof off for insurance purposes because the kangaroo whoops. And
yeah.
He whoops
he's going to come down in a giant mechanical kangaroo.
A kangaroo, and if he whoops and he hits the roof, right, and all the things will come falling down.
So for insurance purposes.
And then no giant canopy. And we'll have to wrestle in that big giant
Now you're
ring.
Becoming Michael Caine.
Oh,
yeah, you lost it. Had Michael Caine there at the end.
Why would you just fall down?
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah.
And I saw him with a ruby the size of a tangerine.
That's so oddly specific, Alfred. Why was it a tangerine?
It's just some men watch the world burn.
Went over to Henry, had an old Fanny Branca.
I don't know if you can trust her. You're a Batman. She's a Catwoman. You come from different worlds.
She stood him up at the altar.
Catwoman?
Yeah.
What?
Mm. So oh,
yeah,
in
the recents.
And
because
comics.
Batman's being like influenced by an evil society.
Yeah.
I don't like the new stuff.
It's weird.
I'm becoming a very curmudgeony old man
about weird.
It. I don't like
it's a little weird.
I'm sorry I let you die. Or did you die? Your plane exploded.
But you fixed the autopilot.
I saw you in that cafe.
You fixed the autopilot.
And then there was Robin.
Right, and there was Robin. That's not even the real story of Robin. That's just some asshole from Third Rock from the Sun with the middle name.
From Angels in the Outfield.
He is from Angels in the Outfield.
Roger. Bill,
with Danny Glover.
Yeah.
He's a man I love and a man I trust.
But Super Showdown of all. Super
Thanks you to Alfred the Butler for showing up, making your first appearance.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Hopefully first of many.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. I got excited. I got hyped. I got so hyped for Super Showdown Under.
It should be called that, right?
Yes.
It should be called Super Showdown Under.
Yeah.
What a stupid company full of stupid people.
Yeah, they're just not really good at this anymore.
Marketing department is awful.
Yeah, they're not really good at this anymore. This is the like when we look back and there's different eras. This is the new Coke era.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, idiots, why did you feel the need to change it?
Yeah, it's a 100-year-old successful product. No one asked for a new Coke.
You like, dummy.
How boring do you think my life is that I'm just like, you know what would be great at lunch? A different soda made by the same company I already know and trust.
And just replacing the one I like.
Yay.
So that's what this
Super
period
showdown.
Is. This period is the new Coke period.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, hey, idiots.
Focus.
Get it together.
Yeah.
Less is more and more fireworks.
And Cody Rhodes stole the secret recipe. He's like, yeah. I'll just make Coke over here, guys.
Yeah, right. You know what That's I mean? Literally what happened. Hey, do you want absolute nonsense? I give you penis druids.
Yeah.
Like, right? What?
Yeah, they're on the bottle. The bottle is shaped like that. You guys want that?
Yeah, sure. Here we go.
Yeah.
Do you want Chris Jericho to show up? Here he is.
Yay!
He pretended to be a masked luchador, who you also like.
We did that spot twice in the same show, and you fell for it twice and loved it. Right?
I know.
Because we're making Coke again. Yay!
That show was so good.
And much like that really makes a lot of sense, too, because wrestling at its finest was powered by Coke in the 1980s.
It was.
You ever seen Hogan and Macho Man doing the Mega Power stuff?
Yeah.
Clearly just booting shit back there, just railing. And
let's do this, brother!
And then he just goes, yeah. Ooh, when I hear the cosmic powers align, and Hogan's like, oh, I know, man, or Mike, are you kidding me? If I touch you right now, I think we're going to lose North America. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's just like, God damn it, pal.
I've never seen anybody shake hands by bracing a forearm.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, if we don't do this the right way, Mexico's going to just break right off. It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's
holy crap.
Cousin, the earthquake that disrupted the World Series in the 80s
yeah.
was Hogan and Macho Man meeting.
Yeah.
And then
they were so yacked out of their minds.
And the San Francisco Giants and the Oakland Athletics paid the price.
And then all of a sudden, the Ultimate Warrior's here.
Right. He brought that ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You got to come in. You got to get in this rocket ship, Hulk Hogan. You don't even know. They got,
he's doing half of that promo facing the wrong way.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's the sound you make when you got a nasal drip when you do all the cocaine in outer space.
Oh, Hulk Hogan.
I just came back from Neptune. There ain't nothing left. The planet is gaseous now, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, you're going to ride the rails of this rocket ship. But you'll see there's no pilot, Hulk Hogan.
Why was that warrior? I thought we gave Coke to the cat. Right? I'm going to beat you in the worst match in WrestleMania, Hulk Hogan.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, God. You'll find that the pilot isn't there, Hulk Hogan.
That was
Hogan. And I've already jumped out, and there's no parachute, Hulk Hogan.
That was Hogan. That was how. That's why Warrior beat him. Hogan was so disoriented.
Yeah.
He's just like, what you gonna do? Like, oh dear, brother! I don't know. I don't even know if the American spirit can beat that out of you.
Yeah.
And then that's why he kicked out at 3.5.
Yeah.
He was just disoriented.
It was.
That was the whole thing. That's my new favorite thing.
Oh,
just
God.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Shaking the ropes and hissing like a feral cat. That's what he did. That's how he got in Hogan's head.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do, Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah. And so this show.
And you're like, I don't want to touch that guy. I don't want to go wrestle that guy.
No, not at all. And so, yeah. They don't have any of those guys.
Yep.
And so,
no more cocaine, no more fun. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You lose the coke, you lose half the fun of this party. It sucks now.
But to be fair,
and Jim's just running around hissing at people.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean we're all done?
Yeah, what do you mean we're out? But there are actually a lot of wrestling matches on this card that are going to be good. But that seems to be seems to be this period that we're in, where it's like, yeah, the pay per view is going to be good.
Yep,
it's not going to mean anything.
That's what these alternate universe shows are. Better than the regular ones and not don't mean a goddamn thing.
Right.
One of the better pay-per-views this year was the first Saudi Arabia one.
Yeah, that greatest Royal Rumble.
And I'm sure when we have the best darn Royal Rumble period in Saudi Arabia next year, you know what I mean? Then it'll be great too. And it won't mean anything.
Will Tom Arnold be there?
Yes, exactly.
Of course. He'll be
and
in
Adam
chair.
Carolla.
Yeah, and that was it Smalley? What was that weird guy's name? He was a Piston and he won like two championships.
Oh, John Sally.
Sally, not Smalley.
Sean Sally.
I never heard of that guy before. He's like, take me seriously. Take my opinion seriously. It's like, well, you're on the bench for the Pistons, but okie doke.
Man. Yeah, sure.
Is Sable coming in?
Yeah.
Wow.
Shake the ropes. Hogan won't know what to do. The color's distracting. He's like a Tyrannosaurus. He can only see by movement.
Oh,
brother, I can only see by movement. And I know you're over there by the ropes. Then where'd you go? I hear you, but I can't see you. What is this place?
It's not hot.
It's not hot.
Hey, when we're done, can we watch that episode of Baywatch?
Oh, anytime. Anytime you want, where they save the youth center or whatever.
Yeah, they save the youth center, but it's really just Muscle Beach.
I want that. I want Hulk Hogan to be like blindfolded and just the warrior moving around the room. Just, where are you? Is he over there? We don't get Hulk Hogan stuff anymore, though.
No, we'll get him in Saudi Arabia because he doesn't care.
No girls allowed. That's my cup of tea. Yeah, Hulk Hogan insists on going to Crown Jewel because, like, I heard you guys were discriminating.
Yeah, right.
I insist on being here.
Well, in all seriousness, the Prince doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
I heard that there's a report going around that he, for the next time they go, he wants The Rock to be the WWE champion, and he'll pay them $20 million for that alone.
Enough.
Great.
Enough is enough.
Oh, well, this company is for sale.
Yeah.
You know
for
what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, Vince McMahon goes, so wait, you'll give me
if we're going to let creative be run by the highest bidder.
Hey, hold on.
Maybe he's got some ideas, Bill.
That's it, man. This current writing staff blows.
Yeah, right?
They blow.
The Rock is WWE champion.
Do you know, like, I got to just really quick before we just get into the card. Can I tell you how immensely, immensely disappointed I am in SmackDown Live?
No.
There were two. I can't tell you. They were moving on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you asked the question.
There were two plot lines going into Tuesday's show.
Yep, and
right?
You didn't do either of them.
Samoa Joe is at the Styles house.
Yeah.
And somebody bangs somebody in Milwaukee.
Yep. And so Paige has the audacity to go, it was the most dastardly crime ever committed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Rikishi tried to murder Austin one time. Undertaker crucified Stephanie McMahon.
Lance Storm quote tweeted that when it was like, this is the most heinous thing in WWE history. And Lance Storm goes, well, Kane lit JR on fire.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
I didn't even get to him.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so like what wound up happening was he rang the doorbell. They called the cops and he went home.
Yep.
Worst, most anticlimactic ending possible to that.
Yeah, and then we still didn't find out if someone banged somebody
right,
in Milwaukee.
And it's going to be a trick because if you saw the tape, she goes like, I need to tell you that I want you, and then they cut hard. And
yeah,
so she's
right.
going to say like, I want you to be in our corner while me and my glorious
husband,
just going to be a misunderstanding. Like, look, I didn't expect to watch SmackDown and have it be like
a sex tape.
Wow. Missionary. That's boring. You know what I mean? But they're just kicking it off with the hits. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Like I didn't,
oldie but a goodie, I
didn't expect to watch the man with the pinkest nipples that God ever created. And somebody else's wife getting it on USA Network at 8:15. Okay. But yeah. I thought it'd be a lot more interesting than this is clearly just going to wind up being a confusion, a misunderstanding kind of thing where we alter the tape. And then, Joe went there, rang the doorbell, and left.
And then you have the audacity to tell me that was the worst thing that ever happened?
Are you kidding me? Stone Cold Steve Austin showed up to Brian Pillman's house, and Pillman was so scared he had a gun.
And shot at him.
Yeah, right?
Triple H had sex with a dead girl.
Triple H? Yeah, he did do that. He also he also kidnapped, drugged, and married a girl.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Who is still his wife. He also went to Randy Orton's house, much like Samoa Joe did, and beat the door down with a sledgehammer.
Yeah. I would argue that just what The Undertaker did to mankind on that cage was some sort of crime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just the idea that you gave me nothing. You gave me nothing.
Nothing.
Look, again, I also didn't
But you
think,
told me it was the worst.
I don't think we were going to walk in, there's just going to be blood everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But I thought, maybe he kidnapped her. I don't know. Something interesting, something that, like you said earlier, they're just too afraid to do now.
Yeah.
They're just too afraid that people will be like, oh, he kidnapped a woman? What message does that send to kids? I don't know. That he's the bad guy in this story?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, did you let your kids see The Dark Knight? The Joker blew Maggie Gyllenhaal up in that movie.
And half of Aaron Eckhart.
Right. And so it's like, that's the bad guy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He also, and the one we don't talk about, he let that pile of money on fire and killed that Asian guy.
Right. It's like, that's the thing. It's like, what do I tell my children? Tell them that that's the bad guy in the story. And if their little head still falls off, tell them they're a stupid kid. Because when I was a kid, I could handle this shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's the other thing, too. Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, Timmy. Hey, Timmy, the bad guy did bad guy things, but don't worry, the hero's going to come and save the day.
Or maybe...
Should I blow somebody up? No, Timmy, you're fucking stupid.
Or maybe...
Because no real kid thinks that way.
Or maybe if your child can't handle this television program, they're too young.
Right, exactly.
And that's on you.
And there's digital controls that can prevent them from watching anything you don't want them to watch. And it's like, and also, quite frankly, yeah, if your little kid goes, oh, Mom, now I want to blow somebody up, or Samoa Joe made me want to kidnap somebody's wife.
Samoa!
It's like, right. If that little kid's like, I'm evil now, it's like, I want to kidnap somebody's wife now, too, because Samoa Joe did. It's like, wow, then you already had a lot of little evil living in you, didn't you, buddy? Because
right.
That's nobody's natural reaction,
no.
Pal, is to also murder people. So you were already a little psycho.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? How about that?
Yeah. Again, personal responsibility and grow some balls.
Yeah, people are dumb.
This new Coke era. I want Cody Rhodes. Let Cody Rhodes be in charge of creative.
I got plenty of Coke, you guys.
Yeah, I got it all.
The bottle's weird, but it's the same.
Hey, I got this Japanese guy who makes it rain money.
It's something.
He carries around a red balloon now. I still don't understand why, but he does.
What's the, like Winnie the Pooh, what's the card? For Super Show.
Oh, jeez. Damn. All right. Well, since this conversation started with asking if there was somebody from Australia on the show, we do have Buddy Murphy taking on Cedric Alexander for the Cruiserweight title.
Oh, good for him. Yeah. I'm proud of him.
Yeah,
right. I just want to say right off the bat.
Buddy Murphy has done a great job in 205 Live.
He's been a rock star.
Yeah.
205 Live has been great.
You know, this is kind of the same thing that I talked about when Ricochet won the United States Championship. Cedric Alexander has held this since WrestleMania, right?
Correct, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just time to move on.
Yep.
Right? This is six months. Yeah, this is a perfect time to do it.
It's also a great way of saying thank you for helping to get this show back on track, because that's one of the things that Buddy Murphy has certainly done.
Right.
And so you get rewarded for that. And I expect him to win as well. Reese works in a child psychiatry clinic, and she can tell you serial killers don't start with a wrestling program. You're right. You're right. There's nothing to even add to that. She's just right.
Yes, I know. Only crazy people think that that's the case.
Yeah, right. Like, if you watched Looney Tunes, and what you get out of that is that you desperately, desperately want to go find and kill a bird. It's like, you're a little weirdo. You were already a little weirdo, and Wile E. Coyote didn't do that to you.
See, the kid that has that inside them is not the kid that you actually have to worry about, right? When it comes to like watching wrestling and doing that, right? The kid you have to worry about is really the parent of the kid who might say suck it after watching DX, and the parent can't handle that.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because just imagine that. Maybe the show isn't for your child then, or if your child can handle it, and maybe that's on you. Maybe your kid sucks. Maybe, how about you ever think about that? Maybe your kid blows.
Probably.
I'm really happy for Buddy Murphy.
What's next, Bill?
Bobby Lashley and John Cena taking on Elias and Kevin Owens.
Can I tell you just how excited I am to see John Cena?
Yay, John Cena!
I am so excited to see John Cena. It's not even funny.
What about That's not the rhythm. Yay! John Cena will win.
John Cena will win.
How good was that build-up segment on Raw, though?
It was great. Elias and Kevin Owens are the only people they trust to go out there and just talk.
How about this, though? Like, how about the... the fact that they can get... Like, how about the fact that you miss John Cena so damn much because he is an actual star?
Right, but you're also keeping him off TV on purpose.
And how about, you know, the Drifter and Kevin Owens knowing exactly how to work the room?
But you know what doesn't make sense? John Cena teaming with Bobby Lashley.
It doesn't make sense, you know? It's like having a basketball team in Seattle.
Ooh, that's so funny.
Look,
Oklahoma City, now I get that. And the team here,
this whole
make
thing
sense.
Was like
clearly 8 minutes. Yeah. Really upset them here.
Yeah, I cut this down to about a minute.
Sports aren't exactly my thing, so... Oh, you know what else isn't my thing?
Kev, you're going to have to speak up. These people are being very disrespectful.
I said, you know what else isn't my thing?
Amazing. It's like NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman
Lance,
showed up.
Turn my mic up. They need to hear me.
I know. The Capitals, the Capitals scored twice in 2 minutes.
Okay, see, the last time I saw John Cena, Kev... WrestleMania when he ruined my very first WrestleMania moment. I'll never forgive him for that.
Yeah, you know, John Cena ruins things all the time. Just like the people of Seattle ruin everything all the time, too.
Aww.
That's why their basketball team left.
That's awesome.
He's so good.
That was so great.
But it's just like, it just shows you where it's like, oh yeah, you know what? You two are captivating.
For fans that don't watch Progress, and you should watch Progress Wrestling, there's a guy named Zach Gibson.
Yeah.
And Zach Gibson is probably going to make his way through the system sooner than later, so you'll probably get a chance to know him. But his gimmick is the crowd has refused to let him talk.
Yeah.
So he'll grab the mic and has these just deafening boos, right? That was better than anything he got because that was genuine. That was that crowd going like, nope, no more from you. No, we are done with you. No more from you.
Yeah. And look.
Man, if you could put that in a bottle and take it around the world with you, you'd do it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yankees suck.
What happened? Did the Yankees win?
No, I don't know.
They're winning.
That's my reaction to what they would do in Boston.
Well, yeah, sure. Well, that's because I remember...
Edge and Christian.
Yeah, they made fun of the Bill Buckner play before we had won the World Series, and that crowd was just like, no more from you.
You are done.
We are not here. We are no longer playing along. I actually hate you.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah. Like, just 16,000 people being like, I hope you for real die, dude.
Yeah. I better not see you at the Kowloon guy.
I'm going to push you down the stairs, kid. I don't even care if there are no stairs. We're going to find some stairs.
Dude.
Sully.
But yeah, John Cena's going to win this.
Yay.
Because Bobby Lashley is an important thing for them.
Or Kevin Owens is going to pin John Cena. How great would that be?
Which would be, again, we don't have that type of fun because this is New Coke.
And Australia.
And Australia.
Cody Coke.
All right, Asuka and Naomi are taking on the Iconics.
Should
be fun.
I'd love the Iconics to win.
Yeah,
Just because they're an actual team, a group, a unit. And because I actually really, really enjoy what they're doing.
They're great.
They have bought in so much to the identity they've been asked to play that I can't help it. I can't stop looking at it. It's like they're both McLovin and the character isn't even that great, but your performance is.
Yeah, right.
And so like they are so like they did that gimmick this past week where they were like talking about doing the dance and they made a backstage pre-recorded awful thing actually funny. And I hope they win. I like Naomi and I love Asuka, but I hope
they're doing the twin magic Bella twins thing way better than they did it.
Yeah, because they have personality and the Bellas suck.
Yeah.
Okay. The tag team championships on SmackDown are on the line and the New Day are defending against Da Bar.
I mean, let's just have the New Day keep being the New Day because they're just a ton of fun.
Yeah, this is going to be a super baby over heavy show, and I don't think we're going to get any title changes of any variety. And so, spoiler alert for the rest of these title matches, I don't think there's going to be any title changes of any variety. And so, yeah, I think the New Day will retain.
This is basically the only title. It's this, the women's title, and the Cruiserweight title.
AJ and Joe.
Oh, AJ and Joe, that's right.
Yeah,
AJ and Joe.
All right. The next match is a singles match to determine the number one contender for the WWE title, and it's Daniel Bryan against The Miz.
They've been doing a great job with this story, and The Miz needs to win, and he needs to do it in even more obvious fashion than he did at SummerSlam with the brass knuckles.
Yep. I do believe, I subscribe to the same theory that you do, that The Miz is the next WWE champion and that Daniel Bryan could very well become the number one contender for that belt, including at the WrestleMania level, because we are getting close to that season. People always laugh at me when I'm like, hey, we're close to WrestleMania season. It's the fall. The next big pay-per-view is actually the Royal Rumble, not Survivor Series, and that then determines everything going for WrestleMania. Yeah, it is WrestleMania season.
We're smack dab in the middle of two WrestleManias right now.
Right. It is...
6 months ago.
And it is WrestleMania 35 season back there, I promise you.
Yeah.
They've been doing a great job, and this is the exception, not the rule, when it comes to their storytelling.
Yeah.
Because they're crushing this, right? And if they keep going on this pace, The Miz will beat Daniel Bryan. The Miz will work a more elongated program with AJ Styles to win the title, and then obviously get a rematch. And if you look at it, that brings us past Survivor Series. And so The Miz will hold that thing for till the Royal Rumble, at least. And then Daniel Bryan wins the Royal Rumble to challenge The Miz at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that timeline at all. I think that we can get AJ Styles to 435, and then we can do what we want to do after that. I really do. I think that Miz is going to win the championship at the Royal Rumble. And that way we do 435.
Yeah.
And then we just move forward.
All right, the Shield is taking on Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre.
Fun?
It won't be bad.
Yeah.
It won't be bad. The Shield will win, and it won't be bad. The only way the Shield lose is if
somebody turns.
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
I don't even think Dean Ambrose will turn. We'll get to this when it's time, because it's not going to happen at the Super Showdown at 5 o'clock in the morning in Australia.
Yeah.
But when somebody turns, I just love the theory that it should be Rollins again.
Yeah, right.
It shouldn't. It's like, because the last time we did this, it was like, oh,
it's going to be Ambrose.
It's going to be Ambrose, right? And then it was Rollins. And how great would it be if it was him again and be like, you idiots, you trusted me? Yeah, right, you know what I mean? Right. I was trained by Triple H. I'll tell you whatever you want. Right. You know what I mean? Like, that would be terrific.
You know what would be even more terrific? Is if Brock Lesnar shows up again.
Yeah, because Brock's not here.
No.
Right? Brock's next show is Australia. It's Saudi Arabia. That would be terrific.
He just comes in to beat up Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman again.
He just comes in and just Loki's everybody, like Hulk Loki's everybody, and then goes, that'll be $500,000.
Yeah.
Just
plus travel.
And just leaves. Yeah. And then just leaves. Yes.
Yeah. Let's just keep going.
The Shield will win, and then there might be some, like,
if anybody's turning on anybody, Drew McIntyre's splitting off.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think that the only kind of thing like that would happen is Braun Strowman smashes McIntyre and Ziggler's heads together like coconuts because they lose. And he goes, screw you, this three-man is over.
Yeah, because it can't, because Ziggler, they're the tag champs.
So that would be the thing, is that they lose and he goes, screw both of you, I'm a babyface again, and I'll not deal with the Shield for a couple months.
Yeah.
Something like
until
that.
Until I wrestle for the title in Saudi Arabia.
Sure. And the most likely thing, I think, of actual consequence will be that the Shield win, and then they'll do the hand thing, and then Ambrose won't participate.
Yeah.
And that'll make you go like, ah!
But then he will.
Right, yeah, but then he will, because the King of Australia paid for it.
Captain Kangaroo paid for it?
Yeah, exactly.
In Vegemite dollars.
Yeah, right. This is what Steve Irwin would have wanted, and this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to didgeridoo. You hear me?
This is what Steve Irwin would have wanted.
Yeah. Crikey. Put your hands together like three snake heads. Yeah. You know how you check and see if a snake's a boy or a girl? You got to stick your fingers up his bum. Feel around in there.
All right.
Yep. Australia's a wild place.
It is.
All right. The Riot Squad is taking on the Bella Twins and Ronda Rousey.
Oh, I don't care about this at all.
Ronda Rousey wins.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey wins.
I mean, yeah.
What do you think of Rousey so far?
Great. She's fine. I think that we need to get a little bit of variety in her matches. They're starting to feel the same, which is unfortunate.
I love L-O-V-E, that she's not squashing people.
No, but she does have to squash some people sometimes, because she's starting to get into that John Cena territory for me, where it's like, you're going to get beat up for a majority of this match, and then you're going to Hulk up. And then you're going to win.
I think they're so concerned about keeping her popular that their fear has been, and it's not right or wrong. It's just what I think they're thinking is they need her to be sympathetic because with the internet being such a fickle wasteland, yeah. if she came in and started, you know, if she just yeah. pounded Sasha into the ground or even Alicia Fox, right. even people you don't care about, people would go like, oh, yeah, of course she is. Just making people look bad. Not paying your dues and all these stupid terms I don't actually know the meaning of and all that yeah, garbage, right? To prevent that, they've been trying to make it seem like she needs to rally. But right. I think you're right that they should kind of mix it up. Where
they
got to
mix it up a little bit.
Look, you, God bless her. You don't actually care about Ruby Riott. You don't. Not right now. So maybe she should beat her clean.
Right.
You don't actually care about Alicia Fox. I'm sorry. You don't.
No.
Dana Brooke. You have to pick a C-level woman that you got to admit you don't actually care about. Because
right.
And then just beat her up.
I get you that you care about Charlotte and Becky and Sasha and Bayley and all these important people, right? But you don't care about Mickie James, and maybe she should just smash her to pieces.
Right, exactly. And that's all I'm asking for. Is just switch it up a little bit.
Yeah. Rousey will win.
All right, a no count out, no disqualification match for the WWE Championship is taking place, and champion AJ is defending against Samoa Joe.
I really, really want this to be the title change of the night and the big whoa, I can't believe they did it moment yeah. of the night. I don't believe it to be true in my heart, although I do want it. Now, I've talked about this before. I'm conflicted because, yes, I am a jerk, and I want AJ Styles to get 435. Just so Brock's got 430, 500 something. AJ's got 430 something, and that record is gone. You don't have it
anymore. It's not a real record.
I know, but it's...
It's a plot device that you don't have to bring up anymore.
I understand, but they do. And they've started to talk about how long AJ's been the champion enough to make me think that they're conscious of it. And it's a goal of theirs. So I can't lose here because either Joe wins, which I do think all things considered is the better, more compelling thing. I think
yeah.
looking to see what does Joe do with that championship
yeah.
would be terrific. But here's the thing. It's not only about 435. It's also about the fact that it's twofold. One, I think that The Miz is the next champion, so we got to have the bad guy beat a good guy. And the second thing is in the world of WWE, if you go to somebody's house and torment their family, you don't get rewarded for that.
Right.
And so that's why I don't think Joe's going to win.
Yeah.
But there is a big, big part of me rooting for it.
Yeah. I mean, I want to see what Samoa Joe does with this championship because I want to see what it looks like. So get his ass over to Raw and have him beat Roman Reigns.
I would love to see Joe as the champion of a show.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen him with anything since the NXT title.
Right. And so I would love to see it happen. But yeah, it feels like AJ Styles is going to win this because The Miz is going to win that number one contendership.
Yep.
And that's how we get there. Unless they decide to do something really, really dirty and stupid.
Yeah.
Which I would love, and it would be even better, is if Samoa Joe beats AJ Styles, but Daniel Bryan wins the number one contendership. That wouldn't work. But basically, maybe Miz doesn't cash in on his opportunity right away.
Sure.
And they treat it more like a Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yeah.
Where Daniel Bryan finds himself as the immediate number one contender, beats Samoa Joe, and then the Miz goes, and I have a number one contendership, and I want it now!
Right. I'm with you.
We don't have that type of fun because it's New Coke.
And it's also Australia. I think AJ's going to win.
All right, the SmackDown Women's Championship is on the line, and Becky Lynch is defending against Charlotte Flair.
Oh, Becky Lynch better win.
Yeah.
You're going to see a meltdown of epic proportions if Charlotte wins again.
Yeah, she'll win. Becky Lynch will win.
Yeah.
I think that she'll retain. You would have undone a lot of great character work if
yep.
she can't put her money where her mouth is in her first major defense.
Right.
I don't see them doing that to her. My bold prediction earlier was that no titles change hands, and I'm going to keep rolling with that as well here, that... I think that Becky Lynch will and should win. So Charlotte will. Charlotte wins every match that I don't think she should. Dallas, the Hell in a Cell. So she'll win this.
Yeah.
All right. And what I believe to be is the main event of Super Showdown. It will be Triple H with Shawn Michaels in his corner.
Yeah.
And The Undertaker for the final time with Kane in his corner.
I win.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I win.
So here's the thing. What I know for a fact is that WWE is pushing very hard for Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker one-on-one at Survivor Series and or
yeah.
WrestleMania. They want Shawn to, if he's going to dust it off, they want him to do one more run.
Run.
All that kind of thing. The Prince of Saudi Arabia wants him, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that you're going to see Shawn and Kane get in there and do some physical things. But they've done a great job of having it right now. It's just a one-on-one match.
Right.
Triple H versus The Undertaker. From what I've been told, for whatever it's worth, there's a chance that right before the match, this thing turns into a tag match.
Right.
It's on the table, not guaranteed. But they want Michaels to wrestle one more time, and you're seeing that unfold. Here's the interesting thing. So let's not talk about Triple H or Kane, Shawn Michaels or Kane, because they're just going to be there.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win? Because Wrestling 101 tells us that Taker looked good at the go-home, so Triple H has a shot at winning. And here's the biggest X factor, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, Internet, and you'll love to. But other than the Royal Rumble in which he won the championship out of necessity, which was leading into WrestleMania 32.
Right.
I would tell you that Triple H's last big one-on-one win was versus Sting.
Yes. That would be correct.
I can't think of him because, in a one.
It feels like it could be, yeah.
Right?
Because that was 31.
Correct.
Then he wins the Royal Rumble and wins the title.
Yep.
He beats Ambrose.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. But successfully defends against Dean Ambrose at like end
roadblock,
of the
roadblock,
end
of the line.
Get
please,
off.
Sir, get off the bus. This is the last stop. I'm calling the cops.
Yep.
And then loses to Roman Reigns, right? So I wouldn't call Dean Ambrose at that point in time, not a WWE champion at that point. Yep. So not.
He lost to Roman Reigns, but he lost a torch passing match to Seth Rollins.
Yep.
He lost to Ronda Rousey.
Yep. And he lost the Survivor Series match.
Yep. Yeah. And the first Saudi Arabia match to John Cena.
And the first Saudi Arabia. So aside.
Eventually he's going to win.
Well, there's that.
According to ProFightDB.com, he beat Jinder Mahal in India.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Well, then my point is moot.
Yeah, right. But again, Triple H should have this. Just because this is WWE and this is to get to something else.
Yep.
Shawn Michaels helps Triple H win this. Super kick into a pedigree.
And that's how we get there one-on-one.
And that's how we get the Shawn Michaels one-on-one. Because The Undertaker will be in control of the match for a majority of the time. Because if my history remembers correctly, The Undertaker just kicks the crap out of Triple H.
Yep.
That's how this goes. And so The Undertaker will look good the entire time. Shawn Michaels will come in. A super kick into the pedigree, and that's how he wins. And The Undertaker is less mad that he lost and more pissed at Shawn Michaels because he's going to call him a bitch again.
Woo! The only swear we're allowed to say, if you can count bitch as a swear. I'm reading the chat, and I see you guys talking about it. Do wins and losses even matter here? Who cares? No, that's ultimately we're doing it for the fun factor and the entrances and the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Understood. However, I do think it's something to put on the table that if Triple H's last significant one-on-one win was 4 years ago, eventually the character needs credibility when he says, I'm going to kick your ass.
Right, exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? And so, it had to be. It had to be, right? No, it was just before. But even just before WrestleMania 31, he was putting over the Shield.
Yeah,
the Shield swept them.
Yeah.
So even Evolution's been losing.
Yeah, right.
So like Triple H, now at any given time when Triple H says, I'm going to kick your ass, he has 20 years of believability. And I do understand that. He's got a ton of clout and credibility and money in the bank. Understood.
Right.
However, he's almost 50.
Right.
And if the character's going to go out there and say, you're in big trouble, mister.
Yeah, right. He's got to back it up
he's
sometimes.
He's got to win from time to time here. And I actually think he should win.
He should win.
All
because
right.
I want to see Triple H win.
What do you want to do? You want to take a quick break and then come back and talk a little
Japan?
Bit? Or you want to just bring it all over to the Patreon
show? Let's bring it all over to the Patreon show.
We're going to bring all of it over to the Patreon show. Even more incentive for you guys to be a Patreon. We're going to be talking about the return of Pac. Adrian Neville is wrestling for Dragon Gate. We're going to be talking about him.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the New Japan Pro Wrestling show this past weekend.
Yeah, and from Long Beach.
Where Cody Rhodes won the United States Championship from Juice Robinson.
And had an amazing post-game.
And we're going to be talking about what the three of us think are some of the greatest individual years for wrestlers in history. Things like Stone Cold Steve Austin's 1998, The Rock's year 2000. For more examples that we didn't talk about on this week's episode, patreon.com/newageinsiders. Your support goes a long way. You're going to meet some amazing people, make some friends, have a great time. We talk to you guys 5 days a week. There's 5 bonus shows a month. All sorts of fun stuff coming after the new year. We're really excited. And we need you to go to patreon.com/newageinsiders and sign up today to hear all about it.
Also, do us a huge favor. Because if you're sitting there and you're like, look, I like these guys a lot, but I don't want to join the Patreon, right? Well, you can PayPal us, newageinsiders@gmail.com. You can just send us money there. Or, even more important, go to iTunes, Stitcher, whatever your podcast platform of choice is,
yep.
and just give us 5 stars and write something. I don't care if you're just like, hey, I wrote something. I'll write something you can copy and paste it. I don't
Ooh,
care.
Boilerplate.
Just it goes a long way in help growing the show. If you don't want to financially support the show, help grow the show. Share it, rate it, and that would be great.
Luke, I can't wait to see you at Chaotic Wrestling 2. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great time. And if
is
you
that
wanna,
also Friday?
That's also Friday.
Oh, brutal.
And if I know, I'm going to come right home from Chaotic, take a nap, and then watch the Australia show. And also, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and New Age Insiders is doing their part once again. If you go to represent.com/store/New Age Insiders, everything's on newageinsiders.com. You can pick up anything pink you buy. Proceeds are going to go to benefit the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. They're incredibly reputable. We know, quite frankly, a lot of people have concerns about Susan G. Komen. We do not donate to Susan G. Komen. We donate to the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, which is as reputable a cancer charity and oncology department as there is in the world. It's for a great cause. Represent.com/New Age Insiders. NewAgeInsiders.com has all the information. Pink sweatshirts, t-shirts, anything that comes in the variety of pink.
Including the New Age Insiders Club shirt.
Exactly. There's all sorts of awesome stuff up there for you to pick up and help us make it the biggest donation the New Age Insiders have made yet to breast cancer awareness and oncology research. Means a lot to us around here, and we want to do our part. And so can you pick up an awesome t-shirt or sweatshirt. It's getting cold out there. Get the sweatshirt, get the gear. Be amazing. And thank you so much for joining Jason Maltoff,
Liam Streger,
and Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. We will see you Saturday morning for WWE Super Showdown Live. All the more reason to become a Patreon and join some amazing people that watch wrestling together and do some very, very cool things and make some really great friends along the way. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. We will see you Saturday morning. We did the names,
we did the
right?
name. So, you know what?
iTunes, Podomatic, Glork Normal, Stitcher, twitch.tv/New Age Insiders, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. If it's out there, we're on it because you have made us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be.
We out.